Welcome to the EDUCAUSE 2009 Annual Conference Podcast.
Maybe American universities should be more interested in what is going on in European universities. With much less money than yours, maybe you have to learn about how to practice with less people, less money, and still try to be as efficient as possible.
That's Yves Paul Appleboy, Director of IT for Teaching and Learning at the Université Pierre et Marie Curie in Paris, France. He spoke with Mary Lou Goodyear at the EDUCAUSE 2009 Annual Conference in Denver, Colorado. This conference podcast is sponsored by Juniper Networks and Quest Communications International.
Could you tell us something about your institution first?
Well, it's a research, mainly a research institution. We have only courses in hard sciences and medicine. And it is the first French university in international ranking. We have about 30,000 students, 4,000 academic staff, and 4,000 support staff. And we are just in the middle of the town with the administrative direction in a large tower, a big tower, which is 24 floors high, with the most beautiful view above Paris.
That sounds like a fabulous atmosphere to work in. So way back in 2002, you gave a presentation entitled, Does the American Approach to Information Technology Apply to Europe? The Cultural Paradigm. Do these sorts of questions still exist as the world gets smaller by degrees through the net and social media?
Most universities are state-owned and state-funded, where very few private funding. So being state-funded means also less money. So we have to work differently, you know, with less money, and students pay much less than they pay in the US. If I told you the value, you would be crazy about. So that we have to adapt ourselves to a different world and different way of working. Moreover, most of our staff is permanent staff paid by the state, simplifying a little, but that makes things very different. And since higher education belongs to the state, if I may say so, it's really a different spirit. The only exception I may say would be UK, which is more like the US.
In your country and in your university, then, would you say that you're more focused on national goals because of this?
Not exactly, because something very important was established in the EC, let's say 10 years ago. We call it the Bologna process. We are trying to standardize the higher education in all European countries. In a three-level system, 3 year bachelor level, 2 years master degree, and 3 more years for PhD degree, doctorate. And this is being slowly but surely established in all European countries. From what I can read in American papers, American universities are thinking about going to the same system. This will encourage, and is already starting to encourage, exchange among universities. Mm-hmm. Allowing students to take a credit in one university in another than their own university. So what is new is that now we have more competition among universities. So the competition among universities is something quite new, introduced by the Bologna process, because our best competitor are the French universities around us. And we have, of course, the international ranking, but have also national ranking, and we better be the best now.
So as Director of IT, you're responsible for blended learning, computer rooms, and multimedia production. Could you tell us how multimedia is being used at your university in teaching and learning, and then also how blended learning is utilized?
Multimedia is extensively used in medicine, much less in other fields. For instance, all courses in medicine from years 1 up to years 4 or 5 are podcasted since 3 years or more. In health sciences, it happens mainly for distance learning only. Blended learning is more and more used, and the success of our learning management platform is very, very important. So that more and more teachers are trying to have a mix, which is not so easy, because at the same time, we maintain the conventional courses, a lecture in front of the students, and students do not want to go out of this way. They are very conservative, much more than we expected. We have about 3,000 pure distance students only. Because in France, maybe due to the fact that studies are quite inexpensive, the large majority of students come after the high school, not back from the working life, you know, so that distance learners are not so numerous. And these are the only ones who use full multimedia tools.
Mm-hmm. So you said your students are somewhat resistant to that venue. Do you see an age difference in your students? Is that changing over time?
I didn't see it yet. My older son, who is a web practitioner and working in that field, tell me that it's to come very soon, but I didn't see it yet. Up to now, you know, for instance, I have my courses using hypertext since 96, personally, and still now I receive messages from my students saying, could you give us a Word original file so that we can print them? They want to print everything.
Very interesting. Well, there's a kind of a movement now in the United States amongst students groups to encourage other students not to print for environmental reasons. And, you know, that's getting controversial on my campus.
I think mine are less sensitive to that.
So what unique challenges do you have directing IT in a very science-focused university?
Being able to recruit skilled staff, because of the large difference between the university and the private company. This is especially true in Paris, much less in smaller towns. Changing the processes in the university, changing the processes is something which is very, very complicated and takes time. And most of the teachers are quite resistant. You know, we're mainly a research university. So anything which stops the teachers from research is not well received.
So for your typical faculty member, what is their teaching research mix on your campus?
Officially, academic people teach 192 hours per week, and which is too much for people really involved in research. Mm-hmm. We have a new law in France which gives much more autonomy to the university. So we will be able to pilot, to change that for the best one to some point in the near future. I've already convinced the president of the university to take into account the work which is being done when you use new technology, but to some extent, not to the real time that people use it. That is a real burden in changing the way of working. Once, a very well-known mathematician came to me and said, "Eve, now you will explain how can you use these new tools to save time for more research." And of course, I had no answer to that.
Yeah. You mentioned the challenges with salary levels compared to the private sector. Is there a pretty huge gap, and what do you try to offer staff to kind of get past
that? We are all civil servant and pay like civil servant, so the salary is quite lower. I would say the difference is at minimum 30%, sometimes twice, three times the salary in private company.
When I was the CIO at the University of Kansas, I had the Sprint Corporation right there next to me, and we were always competing for talent. And one of the things I found was that I could make our jobs more interesting because they were more diversified. Do you find that in your environment?
Yeah, sure. But in the past year, the gap has been increasing so much that in a town like Paris, it's becoming a real problem. When you go to in province where the job offer is low, it's less, it works much better. Yeah. Much better.
Yeah, you got to get in the range before you can.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. Is there any other things you think would be important for our audience to know about?
Well, I think at this time, which is quite rough, maybe American universities should be more interested in what is going on in European universities. Because since we work with much less money than yours, maybe you have to learn about how to practice with less people, less money, and still trying to be as efficient as possible.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for podcasting with us.
Thank you to you.
An interview with Yves Paul Appleboyne. This EDUCAUSE 2009 annual conference podcast is sponsored by Juniper Networks and Quest Communications International. I'm Jerry Bain. Thanks for listening.